And we're back on Pro Wrestling Wednesday here on 92.9 The Game. Tony Schiavone, Beau LeBlanc, and we are honored to have with us my longtime close personal friend and one of the greats of all time, not only as a wrestler, but as a person, and I say that sincerely, the 16-time World Heavyweight Champion, Nature Boy Ric Flair. Rick, thanks for being with us, buddy. How you doing?
Tony, I love you every day. I'm good.
Good.
That's great, man.
You know, we had some great times, didn't we?
Should I tell them?
No, you should not. Let's talk. I want to talk about a couple of things. First of all, I want to talk about the book that you and Charlotte have coming out in September.
September 19th. Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, talk about the book and talk about the collaboration.
And by the way, Tony, you made the cut on a 30 for 30. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh, that's right.
When they see that, they're going to die.
That's right. We've got a 30 for 30 coming out. ESPN does coming out. When is that coming out, champ?
It'll be announced a week from today.
Okay, it's being announced a week from today. And I did an interview for that.
You made the cut.
I made the cut. Okay.
Yeah.
Every time I pull up a classic Ric Flair clip, it always starts with Tony Schiavone. So I was hoping that he would make the 30 for 30. I mean, he set up a lot of great lines for you.
It did. Well, you can't play off anybody with a straight guy. When a guy is straight, give you the phone, looking good. And by the way, I tried as low as nose to corrupt you every day of your life.
Yes, you did. You tried.
Never gave in. You know what?
No.
I respect you and your family.
Right.
You never gave in.
Let me ask you a legit question. I don't want to get into too much of our partying because you may corrupt me here on the air tonight, our first show, and I don't want to do that. I want to ask you about the, you were named to the WWE Hall of Fame in 2008, and then again as a member of the Horsemen in 2012. What does that mean to you?
That means a lot. You know, the problem is, it's awesome for me. You enjoy the moment. You pass the torch. My daughter is like the greatest performer in the company today. Man or woman, but you know, she's dealing with Ric Flair logo. You know better than everybody else. It's like, I enjoy that notoriety, I enjoy what I'm not saying I deserve it, because obviously I think I do, but
right.
I don't want my daughter to be under that pressure of having to succeed me, and she's so much better than me.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would love to see her work a program with the men. I don't know if that's something that the WWE is open to, but I think she could, if she could work with some of the men, like AJ Styles or somebody, like really show she's the best.
I'm really hoping that they have her wrestle Ronda Rousey.
Oh, wow.
That'd be great. I think Ron is on board. Talk to Hunter. She's part of the camp.
Yeah, I saw that.
Ron is an awesome person.
Right.
That would be a WrestleMania spectacular.
Yeah. Rick, you know, as you know, I remember Ashley when she was very, very young and used to be with you and the family backstage. When did she start getting the wrestling bug? When did she start thinking that she wants to get into this?
You know, never. At the Hall of Fame induction for the Horsemen, 2012, she was personal training. And Johnny Ace, I brought her and Reed down there. And Johnny Ace goes, "Why aren't you wrestling?" And I go, like, she walks away, came back 10 minutes. She goes, like, "Think I'll be wrestling?" I said, "Of course you could be if you want to be. Why? Why do you want to be?" And there, 5 years later, look where she is now.
Right. Right. How much did you train with her at the start?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I gave her nothing. What she has today, Tony, is just evolved to who she is. If you watch that match last night with her, she's the greatest athlete and wrestler in the company, maybe beside Orton or AJ Styles.
Right.
No other woman.
Well, you know, you know, we talked about following in the footsteps of the great one. By the way, we're talking to the one and only Nature Boy Ric Flair here on Pro Wrestling Wednesday, 92.9 The Game. It's our debut show. We're great to have the champ here with us. And Rick, you know, your first world title was back in 1981. Can you believe that it's been that long ago when you won your first world heavyweight title? You had a tremendous career as NWA champ, and then, of course, you had a great run in the WWE. And you had some tremendous matches, and I was proud to be part of it. Is there one match that you remember more than any? I know you had some classics against Steamboat that I was able to be a part of and watch as a fan before that. Is there one match that really stands out more than any? I know you performed a lot. You performed every night at one time.
Well, Tony, it's hard to say because what I want to do credit for now, and I want everybody to hear this on your show.
Okay.
You were calling balls and strikes at the ballpark.
Right.
The Orioles. And I go to Jim Crock and I go, this kid, he's here. Bring him in. UVU have become arguably the third best of all time.
Well,
I can't time frame wise, it's scoring solely to Jim Ross. Dude, you are the best announcer, loyal guy of all time, and a guy to respect the business. So, I can't give a time to that. Like,
right.
Everybody, you worked hard. You saw me. My best matches, I think, let's say Dusty, that, you know, people argue.
Right.
But if Steamboat, you call them all.
Yeah.
If I say Sting, right? So.
Sure.
I had so much good time in my life. I'm so happy and proud to be part of it.
As a two-time Hall of Famer, is there somebody you feel like that should be in the Hall of Fame that is not yet?
Double A.
Yeah? As a singles competitor? Or?
Yes.
Yeah.
The best.
Rick, what about Wahoo McDaniel?
Yes, for sure.
I mean, you had some great matches against him, and when I look at the Hall of Fame list, I'm thinking, man, Flair and Wahoo had some tremendous Indian strap matches and some great angles.
Brody should be in.
Right.
I mean, you saw it all, Tony.
Oh, yeah. You know, Rick, you traveled so much throughout your years, and you still do make personal appearances now. I know you were in Raleigh recently.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. What do you got coming up?
Going to San Diego tomorrow.
San Diego tomorrow, okay.
San Diego Comic-Con. Then I go to L.A. on Sunday.
Right.
And then on Wednesday, they announced the date of my 30 for 30.
Right.
Which is going to rock the world.
Believe you me, I know it's going to rock the world. Now, Rick, I'm going to be in Philadelphia in August for the Icons of Wrestling. Are you going to be there for that?
If there's no money.
Okay. I'm with you.
What are they paying?
With the 30 for 30 coming out, you've been doing a lot of stuff with ESPN. You sort of had this resurgence on social media and hanging out with LeBron James. I mean, it seems like even though...
LeBron James is lucky to have me support him. Give me a break. What the hell are you talking about?
No, I'm just saying.
It's a nature boy.
Rick, it means a lot that you'd be with me on the first program, and it means a lot to Bo as well. You know, you talk about the time that you went to Jim Crockett and said, this kid can announce. My first ever thing that I did was interview you.
That's true.
First thing, you were
so good.
Thank you. Listen, I appreciate you being with us. I really do. You mean a lot to me.
I hope you do.
You mean a lot. Rick, take care of yourself, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for coming
on. You know what? You take care of yourself.
Thank you, champ.
Appreciate it.
Woo!
The Nature Boy, Ric Flair, on the WadeFord.com hotline. Bo, he's a unique guy, isn't he?
I wish I had a friend that good, Tony. You know, somebody I could go back. You know, I'm 32. I don't have a friend that long, but I hope to someday have a friend that I can reminisce that well with you.
Well, man, he's really, it's sincerely, and he likes to joke about it, but... he got me started. That was my first interview, you know, that I did. And listen, this show is not about me. This show is about wrestling. That's why we had him on.
because of what he has meant to wrestling. And now, and I think you hit it on the head, and he talked about it, his daughter, Charlotte Flair, is spectacular.
Oh, no. I mean, it's incredible. Like, no disrespect to any of the other women in the division, but she just stands out heads and shoulders above the rest of them. You know, it's amazing. I thought for sure when she switched brands over to SmackDown, I thought, oh, well, they're going to put the belt on her immediately. But she's still doing really great work. And her match with Becky Lynch the other night was great. I'm sure the five-way this Sunday will be really good. It's just amazing to me. And, you know, he was talking about Ronda, but I think she could go with AJ Styles. I think I'd like to see something like that. I don't know if the WWE is there quite yet, but I think it's something that could definitely you could buy as a fan because she is that good.
That was the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, the 16-time world champ on the WadeFord.com hotline. We appreciate the champ's time, and hopefully we'll get him back on as we move along here. Remember, you can always listen at 92.9 The Game or 92.9thegame.com. And Bo and I will be back with more Pro Wrestling Wednesday after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.